Please remain standing for a reading from the Gospel according to John in the 20th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet, they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you laid him. I'll take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." And Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. One by one, we come into the sanctuary today. Come together in here to worship, to remember. We come out of a world that is short on hope. It's the same world that Mary and Peter and John came from. A world that has so much wrong, so much broken. A world that has placed hope and power and money and security and law and fairness, and one by one, they have failed us. A world defined by division, divided from God, enemies of God, sinful, hopeless. Divided from each other, hell-bent on destroying creation and each other. So one by one, hope goes away. Destruction rules in its place. As Brian Stevenson said last week, hopelessness is the enemy of justice. And if it's the enemy of justice, then it's the enemy of God. So we live in a world with limited possibilities, a world where the dead remain dead and the stones stay in their place. That's the world that Mary is inhabiting, even though she walked with Jesus all those years, even though she knows, even though she was there at the cross and saw him suffer and die. All you can think of is the world that is controlled by power and greed, a world where someone must have taken him away. And the disciples, they look, they see, they go home. They think about themselves, what they can do to protect themselves and their families. You see, you can see Jesus and angels and still not recognize that they're there. Yet today we come together and we proclaim hope. To a world without hope, we celebrate. In the middle of the world where present hope is hard to find and hope in God is just confined to the future, one man is raised from the dead. Jesus is alive. He who died is rose again. The stone has been rolled away. Now everything has changed. Stones that you put in place just roll away. The dead are raised. The power and might and violence, money, selfishness, security has all been defeated. The power of God has been vindicated. The power of love shows its true power. Jesus vindicated for his faithfulness, his life of love, his life of forgiveness, of healing, reconciliation has been vindicated. Brokenness was broken. Destruction was destroyed. So now we have hope. Hope in God. Because one man has risen from the dead and has entered to the new age that he'd been talking about throughout his life and ministry. Entered the new world where God reigns. He tells Mary, he says, you can't hold on to me anymore because I'm going to the Father. Because he now lives in this new world where a human body is welcome in the presence of the Lord. For the stain has been washed away, the sinfulness gone. He lives in a world where the Lord's presence is welcome on earth. Not shunned and put away and crucified. No, now the Lord's presence is welcomed. A new world. While we all still live in the old world, one man has entered a new world. But they still don't understand because they haven't gotten the scriptures. They haven't understood what Charlie read for us. That the story of Israel was always talking about a new world. Always about God's plan to save the world. One story by one story. One prophet by one prophet. All now come together in one man. The consolation of Israel who fulfills all of God's promises, fulfills the law, walks in a new way and ushers in God's reign on earth as it is in heaven. So now everything has changed. The new world has begun. Everything has changed, and yet Mary and Peter and John still don't see it. What Jesus has done, poured out grace for all, it's there. It exists. It exists now today. Jesus is alive. Yet, to see it, to believe it, to live it, we have to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. With the living Christ. It's only when Jesus calls Mary's name, only when he invites her into that relationship, it is then that she is able to accept with faith what her eyes are plainly seeing before her, that Jesus is risen from the dead and that everything has changed. One by one, Jesus calls them by name. Peter, John, Mary, his mother. One by one, He changes everything for them. And he tells them, when you see me, when you have this truth now come upon you and made active in your life through faith, well, then everything has changed. Your relationship with God has changed. You're not enemies anymore. By grace, he says, it's not just my Father. God becomes your Father. He says, you're now my brothers because of what God has done in your life when you accept grace through faith. And it is not just our relationship with God that changes. It's our relationship with others. You see, because with Jesus present in us, with the new world coming in us each one by one, we can go out and live like Jesus lives. Now there is hope. Hope in each one of us. Hope in each act done by the Spirit. Hope, it just starts with one, with Mary. And then one by one, it spread across Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and then out to the world. But it spread one by one. God's new world, God's new way of living, God's way of peace, spread just by one wrong forgiven, one conversation started, one family restored, one community protected, one culture valued, one prayer, one phone call. One by one, God's peace and reconciliation spreads. But that's not all God cares about. In this new world, God cares about creation. So one by one, a tree planted, some trash picked up. God cares. God's bringing a new world. One by one, each life, each baby given a chance to live and to thrive. One by one. One person given the chance to be who God created him or her to be. One by one. One by one, justice comes. When we risk proximity to the poor, when we risk a conversation with someone and affirm the dignity of the oppressed, one conversation at a time. One orphan, one widow, one foreigner, one person living in poverty, lifted up, shared with the love of God and Jesus Christ. And so one by one, we spread the truth of the resurrection. One by one, we spread the grace of God in Jesus Christ. One by one. That's all it takes. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.